Hello, everybody. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We are currently broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coahuilam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and we stream online at cjsf.ca. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and listen to our podcasts and all of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Hello, everybody. You are tuning in to Raccoon City. I am your host, Katie, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to be here. I'm just having a really great Tuesday morning. I hope you guys are too. So here I am, back after 2 weeks of, you know, being out and about. I think some repeat episodes were playing, like, on air as I was away, so hope those were cool. I'm not really sure which ones were playing, but anyway, today I'm here live in the studio at SFU, and I'm really excited to hang out with you guys. I've got some really cool music to share from my trip to Shambhala, and also just some really cool all-around good road trip music, and some really good, I don't know, decompressing tunes, if that makes sense. Like, not like, I don't know, just like calming in a way. Anyway, so stay tuned for all of that. It's really exciting. Hope you guys enjoy. Up first, we're going to listen to Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu. Yeah, I want to play some like big, strong ladies. I don't know why, but she's really awesome. Enjoy.
Thank you. Holy is the sunrise, clear as water. I was so naive to think a man could be stronger than me.
Yeah. hacer cosas, tú tan hermosa, calladita pero peligrosa. Tú me gustas, mami, tú me la explotas. Con ese cuerpo se te nota que rebota. Y yo ando pendiente, el humo siempre sale caliente. Ese cuerpecito parece de 20 y ese acento de qué continente. Baby, dime, háblame claro, si tienes novio. De ti me preguntaron y dime, háblame claro, si tienes novio, baby, yo no me amarro. Los besos tuyos me enfermaron y ese booty me recetaron. Dime si eres tú.
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is Raccoons. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City. And I'm your host, Katie. And then that was just Heartquake by Kuko and Limperance. Yeah. And it's a really, really good new single that just came out, I think, a month or two ago, a couple months ago, in 2023, definitely. I really like Kuko because he just kind of like sprouts out these like random singles with like really cool, I don't know, people. And it's just always fun to hear and listen to. So I always like catch up with him. I'm like, oh, what's new? And so that's new, a Heartquake. Go check it out. It's really cool. Anyway, this past week, I've had so much fun. I just came back from the Shambhala Music Festival, which is in British Columbia. It's located kind of near, I don't know, past a Soyuz. And it's really cool. Like, I've had such a fun experience there. I think it's such a huge festival. So, like, everyone's experience within the festival is definitely completely different and, like, uniquely yours, which is really cool and really special. So I learned like so many things. I just experienced a lot of things and had a lot of fun, and it was just a really cool place to just, I don't know, like it's just a bunch of people in the woods. Like it's just crazy. It's so crazy. But it's so much fun, and like there's so many like small details of this festival that like you just don't see all the time. Like there was so much meaning in like, I don't know, small things, which I really, really enjoyed seeing. And like, there was so much kindness and love from absolute strangers, which I thought was so cool to see and like experience and be a part of. And like, I don't know, it was just really special. So Shambhala 2024 is definitely in my horizons. I really, really, really enjoyed the festival. It was really cool. Yeah, just such a beautiful place to, like, explore, too. Like, you just want to get lost and, like, see things and, like, listen to really cool music. Okay. All the cool stuff aside, the music there was awesome. Like, that was cool. Like, it was so... I have never experienced music that loud before in my life. Like, speakers that huge... Oh my God, it was crazy. It was crazy. And I was wearing earplugs the entire time, and like I still like could not handle the sound sometimes. It was insane, but I loved it. Like you could really, I don't know, it was crazy. Like I could definitely not do that all the time, but once a year, sure. Yeah. So the music was cool. I got to see a lot of the artists that I want to see. I mean, I'm not super huge into the EDM scene, but I do like, not that it was all EDM, but just like dance, electric dance music, more like. But yeah, I saw Grizz. Grizz played the saxophone live. Oh my, it was so cool. 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 Yeah. Anyway, so I'll get back into some music listening. We can check out some of my favorite songs that I got to listen to and dance to and party to and just enjoy. Honestly, it was such a good, cool, so cool. So this is Tell Me by R.L. Grimes. And R.L. Grimes is really cool, and whom I did in fact see live, which was really cool. This is Tell Me by R.L. Grimes. We'll be right back.
is something people are not ready to hear.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Zed's dead.
We'll be right back.